So right now, 702 is in conversation with Reshni Singh, the CEO of Business Process Enabling South Africa. We're talking about something called the Cross-Skilling Skilling Initiative. It's a collaboration between BEPESA, ABSA, and the Harambee Youth Employment Accelerator. And we're having this conversation because unemployment is one of the biggest, most difficult challenges, if not the biggest and the most difficult challenge, apart from energy, that the country is facing at the moment. Reshni Singh, welcome and thanks very much for joining us on 702 Drive.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to the listeners.
So I want to talk to you about cross-skilling. What exactly is that? It's a term I've heard before, but when I think I know what something means, that's always risky.
So cross-skilling refers to actually taking people who are within a job currently and would obviously have a certain skill set and, you know, giving them a different skill set to migrate them into a different job. So that's what it means.
So I understand that what you guys, you at Business Processing, ABSA as the project sponsor, Harambee with all their experience working with young people and their challenges trying to get jobs. What prompted you into this particular initiative was COVID and the jobs lost in tourism and hospitality. So what was your next thought? Where might those people find work?
Yeah, so, you know, the devastating effects, obviously, of COVID include thousands of job losses across various sectors. The hospitality sector was one of those that was most heavily impacted. So ABSA, with BEPESA and Harambee, identified an opportunity to pathway those who had lost their jobs in hospitality into the global business services sector. It's a sector that provides IT-enabled services to global brands across the world.
Is that what we know as call centers, or is it more complex than that?
Well, it's not just call centers. It's okay. A combination of call centers together with finance and accounting, legal process services, you know, other IT-enabled services. So it's any, actually, IT-enabled service that can be outsourced. So this sector obviously has seen phenomenal growth. It was one of the only, well, one of the few sectors that actually grew during COVID. And, you know, it also positioned South Africa as a top offshore destination for customer experience. And also as a de-risking strategy for those in the US that had most of their call centers based in the Philippines and India to move some of that work to South Africa. And obviously it was also a sector that was declared as essential services.
Yes, yes.
Which also, you know, fueled the kind of growth that we experienced.
So you ended up working with 389 young people. Their experience was tourism, hospitality. Clearly, they were good at that, but those jobs were no longer there. What do you think is the most challenging thing involved in getting someone out of that environment, which is generally very much face-to-face, to being highly skilled in connecting in a different way, but in a way that where you have to be no less present and, dare I say it, intimate?
Yeah, so John, I just want to start off by saying that the target was actually 389, but we actually did 404. So
we
exceeded that target. You know, the hospitality sector, I mean, the competencies and behaviors of those people, you know, was very similar to the requirements within the GBS sector. You know, the foundational competencies and behaviors included communication, customer service skills, and a minimum level of work readiness, which really positioned them, you know, for the global business services sector. And through this pilot, you know, the project innovated an alternative talent pipeline that was able to segue quickly into the global business service entry level roles, thereby supporting, you know, the growth and the demand of the sector.
Yeah, well, 389 the target, another 15 people on that ladder, and we look forward to hearing more about this collaboration, wonderful work and things achieved already. Our thanks to Reshni Singh, CEO of the Business Process Enabling South Africa organization. It's a cross-skilling initiative, ABSA the sponsor and Harambee Youth Employment Accelerator bringing to bear their skills built up over many years of working with young people and getting them ready for the world of work. Reshni Singh, many thanks for giving us your time on 702 Drive.
Thank you so much.
ABSA is here for the ready. When young people lost their jobs during the pandemic, ABSA worked with BEPESA and Harambee Youth Employment Accelerator to create a cross-skilling initiative. By encouraging them to use sayouth.mobi, they connected them with jobs that matched their skills and brought their possibility to life. That's Africanacity. Learn more at absa.africa/ready-to-upskill. ABSA is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. 702 Drive, it's 5 minutes to 6.